Le'ili Nishmas Rav Kleini Mishkam and Ben Rav Eli Melech. Tainis Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. Seder Tainis Ketzad. This, like the Rambam explains, is only going on the last seven Tainis, which were more Chomer. So what happened on these days? Motzina Sateva L'Rchova Shal Ir. They would take out the Sefer Torah and an Aron into the city streets. Some say that this was not the regular Aron Kodesh in the shul. There was also in the same shul, next to it, another Aron Kodesh with a Sefer Torah, and they took this out into the street. The Noisnan Efer Makla Al Gabi HaTeva, and they would put, Efer Makla is burnt ashes. Like the Rav explained, sometimes dirt is also called Efer. So Efer Makla is teaching us, no, these are ashes. They were put on top of the Teva. Uveroish HaNasi, Uveroish Av Beistin. And the ashes were put, Uveroish HaNasi, Uveroish Av Beistin. And it was put on the head of the Nasi. And they themselves didn't put ashes on their own heads. Actually, people had put on their heads to embarrass them even more. And also the Av Basin, who was the second in stature. Chol Echad V'Echad Noisin B'Roisho. And each person after, the most chashuv people, everybody else would then put ashes on their own heads. Hazakin Sheben Omer Lefnei and Divrei Kivushin. And the zakin of them, this is the best would be a Talmud Chacham that's also an older person. He would say in front of them, Divrei Kivushin is Musar. As Yantar brings Rashi, who says Kivushin is like Lashon of pickled, like Atsur, like where it would, like sort of, sounds like it would penetrate and permeate, and it would have a lasting impact on them and force them to change their actions. When somebody pickles something, it causes a change. I believe it's said over that a Talmud of a Rav Yerucham Levavitz Zatzal, when one was his Talmud, they felt that they were pickled. Somebody used such a Lashon, Rav Weinberger told me that once. That he made such an imprint on them that they were changed forever, just like pickling. And he said the following, Achenu, our brothers, to point out that that's how he would start. Loi nemer ba'anshei Ninveh, v'yar lukim es sakam ves tanisam. It doesn't say by the people of Ninveh, when Hashem saved the city, that Hashem saw their sackcloths and all their fasting. That's not what made Hashem change the situation. Elo v'yar lukim es ma'aseihem, ki shavu midar kom hara. Rather, Hashem saw their actions, that they changed their evil ways. V'kabbalah hu omer. And it says in Kabbalah, which is Divrei Nevi'im, it's also called Kabbalah, V'kiru levavchem v'al bigdeichem. Tear your hearts, and not just your clothing. Meaning the main point is not the tainis, it's not all the things that are being done. Those are just being done for the main part, which is the actual tshuva, which is tali in the lev, in our hearts and in our actions.